We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.
You on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G., hour number two. If you're listening to the podcast or if you're listening live throughout the Radio Northwest Network, I don't care if you're in Bend, Tri-Cities, Enterprise, Baker City, down in Coos Bay, wherever you're at, I want to get your calls because I want to hear what's going on the weather. I also want to see, what are you doing for spring cleaning here? What's your little hack for life out there? 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. If you want to send me an email and you're shy and you got questions, I get these things all week, ATH@KXL.com. And jump over to Facebook because we got a lot going on over there. That is the one of the greatest ways to stay up to date on what we're talking about on Around the House all week long. There's lots of great conversations because we have the Around the House with Eric G page. That page is kind of fun because that is basically the radio show's page on there. And then I've got this other group where we talk about home improvement and get deeper into projects where everybody kind of dives in. So it's a chat group, and that's called Around the House Nation. So you can go over there and share the pictures of what you're working on. We've got garage door experts. We got a lot of different people on there that will dive in and give you their two cents. And it's been fun watching. We've had a listener that was going through changing out an electrical, his own thermostat for his heating air conditioning. And that was awesome. Everybody kind of propped him up and said, you can do it, man. And he did. It turned out well. So dive into that. I'm going to share it back up on the Around the House with Eric G page again, but that's called Around the House Nation. Really easy to search, but dive in there. It's a safe place to share all your stuff because that's the one rule on that is everybody has to be respectful and no politics. So that's a place where you can talk home improvement, and we're going to keep it dialed back and everybody can have a good time. Well, some of the things that I want to talk about in hour two here is spring cleaning, but I want to get into some kind of gotchas that you got to be careful with out there. You know, when you're going around kind of doing your house inspection and working on cleaning up things, take a look out there for mold. Mold can show up in crazy places in the spring. Maybe you've had those blinds have been pulled, or you've had something in the window there that has kind of trapped air from getting to it, and you can get mold and mildew growth around the window trim, you know, all around that. You can get it up in the shower. You can get it everywhere. Well, there's a common myth out there that I want to kind of bust up right now. I don't like using a bleach water mix to kill mold. And I'll tell you why. Mold needs moisture to grow. And by the time that, when you go in there with a bleach water mix, if that bleach doesn't kill 100% of it, you've just introduced new moisture to help it grow. So don't go out and try using the bleach water mixture on it. Actually go down to your Ace Hardware, your home center, and get even your larger grocery stores and get something that comes in a spray bottle that will actually kill mold. And there's different products out there. There's a lot of different good ones out there. But there's ones that'll go through that'll actually kill the mold. And then there's ones you can use that actually are a mold preventer. And so you can clean it with the one bottle and then go through and prevent it with the other bottle and then take a look and see what you can do to get, you know, you got a problem, so you killed the mold, but if you don't fix the situation with ventilation or something, then that mold obviously is going to come back because those mold spores are in the air and they're floating around in your home. So if it's in a bathroom, this is where that little bit of spring cleaning might turn into a DIY project. Take a look that you've got a really good vent fan working in there. And make sure that you're leaving in about 20 minutes after you walk out of that bathroom. So if you're in there and you're in there, it's a small bathroom or a big bathroom, whatever, and you take a nice hot shower, that fan should stay on at least 20 minutes after you walk out of that room. So building code these days say you have to put a timer on there. That can work great. You can hit the 20-minute button. You can walk out. And guess what? That's going to get that air going pretty well. But you got to make sure the thing's working correctly. And a lot of these little ones that you see in homes out there are the loud, noisy, brutal, just rattle-the-house vent fans. I don't like them. Nobody pays me to say this, but on every project I've ever designed out there, I have selected Panasonic fans for that because they're quiet, they move a ton of air, and they just hold up. I've used them for probably at least a decade out there. And the biggest thing is you're going to probably forget that you've left it on, so it's a good time to put a timer on it if you don't have one anyway. Even though building code in Oregon, Washington, most places tell you got to have a timer on it anyway. But that's going to keep that mold from coming back. And that's kind of that health hazard that you need to dive into. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. You know what? We've got a windy, kind of blustery day out there today. So I just want to hear what your cleaning hacks are. Do you got a special thing that you do out there that really makes things easier? I like easy, you know. And so 877-733-1011. Or if you're working on that toilet or you got that water heater that's tripping you out, let's talk about that too. Well, one thing too that I want to be careful with when you're jumping into these spring cleaning things, there is what you see out there, that Mr. Clean magic eraser. It's that white little bar that you can go on and wipe smudges off of. You got to keep in mind with that thing, nothing's really magic unless, you know, you're David Blaine or something like that. That's magic. That magic eraser, though, I tell you what, that can do damage to finished materials. When what I'm talking about is something that's painted, something that's got a clear coat on it, that is an eraser. It is. But an eraser has a grit to it, and it might not feel like it does. But you're basically, whatever you're using that on, you are sanding off that little bit of scratch or surface. The problem is that if you take that to cabinetry, for instance, and I've seen this because I've gotten the phone call where someone's house cleaner went through and used that magic eraser on the cabinets to get all the scuffs off of it, and in about a couple, well, it's probably about 2 years of use of that magic eraser, they took the entire finish off many places in the kitchen. And this five-year-old kitchen was destroyed, and they were going to have to try to top coat it or do something to that. And that's something that a cabinetry warranty is just not going to cover if you start erasing the finish off of it. So be careful when you're using that. I don't like using anything abrasive like that, even on porcelain, things like that, because especially if you get into some of these other brands that have these very fine finishes on them, like Toto or things like that, you can literally grind that surface off the top of that with that thing over, you know, a couple years of use. And now what it's going to do, it's going to actually have an abrasiveness to that finish, and it's less smooth. So guess what happens? It gives it something to grab a hold of. So you're actually self-perpetuating that cleaning of that unit. So be careful with those things. Use them sparingly. It is not a tool that I would want to be using every week unless it's something that you can easily refinish and not have to worry about it. So again, be careful with those things. They can get you in an absolute ton of trouble, and you don't want to do any damage to something that, you spent a lot of money on. We come back. I want to get your calls again at 877-733-1011. And we're going to talk a little bit about cleaning around the house like we have been here. Well, join back just after this break. I'm going to have even another trivia thing for you just as soon as Around the House returns. Around the House with Eric G. We're talking home maintenance today. We're having a good time. I want to talk about more of this spring cleaning stuff, but important message here. This segment Around the House is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. More rain is here. No kidding if you're living on this side of the state. If you have a leaky basement issues, call Western Construction Systems for a free and reasonable estimate. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed, and that's CCB number 94222. Like I said earlier, all these guys like them and Pyramid Heating and Cooling and a bunch of other people are out at the House and Outdoor Living Show here in Portland, and they're today and tomorrow out at the Portland, Oregon Convention Center, not out at the Expo Center. They're downtown here at the Convention Center, Hall C, and they're out there doing the whole home show thing, so you can actually go in and talk to these people out there. So 877-733-1011. I want to hear your weather report. I want to hear what you're working on today, and I also want to hear what your little hack is on keeping things clean and maintained out there, because, you know, there's a ton of spring projects, you know. We didn't have the worst winter that we've had in a long time, but, you know, there's a lot of things that kind of get neglected inside and outside that are good things to take care of now while we got the time, because maybe when the summer comes, we want to be out on the boat, on the river, out at the beach, having a good time and not checking these, not diving into these things. Well, there are things that you need to maintain, and I'm waiting right now. I actually can't wait, because I want to dive in here to my driveway. I've got your typical 80s, 90s, 2000s exposed aggregate driveway, which I can't stand exposed aggregate driveway owning it, because it is a lot of maintenance to keep that thing looking good. And, you know, I'm going to end up getting the pressure washer out there and getting that thing carefully cleaned off here once the weather gets a little bit better, because why be cold out doing it when I can be a little bit nicer out? But getting all the moss and slipperiness off it and get it all looking good again. And, you know, I do wish that when that driveway gets replaced, I hope we put it back into a regular driveway without the exposed aggregate. I got a little bit of slope to it, so in the wintertime, it's not awesome with that. So it's kind of hard to maintain. And that's the only bad thing with exposed aggregate, is it's tough to patch it and make it look good. Though I've seen some pretty decent patches, but if you're out there sealing that thing up, then, you know, keep in mind that on an exposed aggregate driveway, it's going to show that a little bit better, unless you're putting aggregate back in to try to mask that. And so that's one of the little secrets of that. But around here in the Northwest, one of the things you can do with that driveway when you're out cleaning it is go back and seal those cracks and get it looking good. If you seal those cracks, you're going to get a lot of, you're going to stop that water from going underneath it and undermining it, and you're going to get a lot more life out of it. All right, we got a call here. Tom in Vancouver, welcome to Around the House.
Good afternoon to you, the windy city here today.
It is out there. How are you surviving?
Oh, not too bad, not bad. Hey, I got those little black ants. They kind of come up everywhere. They've gotten in my kitchen, a couple different odd spots in the house. It's not that I'm dirty right now, but the little buggers just seem to keep coming up and coming back, and got to get rid of them. What do you got?
You know, I like using, I just go down to the home center. You know, those ants are pesky, and they keep coming back, and it's one of those things that you've got to just do a couple things. So I take the, I use the Taro Ant Killer is what I do. And so I go into, you can order it online, you go into the home center. Those little bait traps work pretty well, and you just got to be patient with them. Because if you use a lot of these other sprays and stuff, they just don't seem to work. But I put out those liquid ant traps, and those things will kill those things back, but it's just going to take a little bit of time. And so I, you know, if they're showing up on a countertop or things like that, you know, try to keep things as clean as you can by removing any of the food. But it doesn't take much this time of year for those things to come back, and I end up having to do this at my house as well. But if you use those liquid bait traps, and they make some other powders that are made of the same stuff, but it's Terro, T-E-R-R-O, and that's what I've been successful with.
Okay, I'm on my way. I'll pick some up. Thank you
all
very
right,
much.
All right, man. It's pretty inexpensive, too. That's the great part of it. It's a pretty easy fix, but it's going to take a number of days for that to work 100% for you.
Perfect. We'll give it a try.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for listening to Around the House. Yeah, those ants, I tell you what, the little tiny ants, when you're talking little tiny sugar ants, those are the ones that are troublesome. But keep in mind, when you're out looking around and you see ants, and they're the big, meaty, thick ants, those are carpenter ants. And you got to watch out for those. Those will start tearing up. And if you're seeing those crawling around your house, that's the time that I actually say, go in and get that exterminator to come get those things out, because those are chewing up wood in your house and you don't even know it. And so dive into hiring a professional to get them to come in And there's a lot of new ways to go out those. They used to go around and just drill holes in your siding out there. But there are new different kind of biological ways that they can knock those things down without throwing as many poisons out there and drilling into your house and having to eject stuff into the stud bays and stuff. So hire the expert on the big jobs like that. But that Terra liquid ant bait stuff works really well. And I mean, you could jump on Amazon, you can go down to your Ace Hardware store. They've got it. Everybody's got this stuff because it's ant season out there. That's one thing to dive into. That's an easy fix. And so I actually got to go buy and get some more for my house because I used them up last fall. And now we're getting into ant season. It's time to grab it. Well, I've been putting up some stuff up on Facebook on Around the House with Eric G here. So I've been posting a bunch of stuff up and I've got a lot of different comments on stuff. But I put up the refrigerator one. One thing I want to talk about before we go out of break, just to kind of round around with these appliances here, also do a little bit of spring cleaning around that range. Take the range, pull it out if it's a freestanding one, get the thing dialed in. I just did a segment up on Morgan de Oregon again here a few weeks ago where I actually fine-tuned the oven. You can actually, you know, performance tune that oven. So when you turn it to 400 degrees or 450 or 350, that it's actually doing that. So that's one of the keys with that. If you actually can adjust that, it's super easy. If you got an oven thermometer or a meat thermometer even, you can, one of the digital ones, you can actually make that work. But you can get that dialed in. But get that thing all cleaned up. And we'll talk about when we come back too here about some of the little soaking tips that we have for soaking maybe some of those coil burner pans and the burner pans and stuff that go under your gas range that, you know, those things get spilled over. If you're like me and you're cooking, thing boil over and then it just bakes on. You get this junky mess underneath there. So, you know, you can always go out and buy new drip pans and stuff, but that gets expensive after a while. So you can actually do some different tricks and tips out there to get those things clean. And I've seen some people actually drop those in their self-cleaning oven, but that self-cleaning oven, when it gets hot, that thing gets too hot sometimes, and you can burn finishes, you can warp things, and so you got to be a little bit careful using that self-cleaning oven. And one tip, if you're going to use that self-cleaning oven feature on your oven, don't do it the day before you got people coming over and you got something big going on, because it's going to maybe leave a little bit of a funky smell in that thing the next time you go bake something in it. So be careful. I come back, we're going to talk about some more cleaning tips. 877-733-1011. Just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Rocking out here with a little bit of Lemmy this afternoon. Good Saturday afternoon music here. We're having a good time. Well, hey, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com, CCB numbered 593. Thanks to them for being a sponsor of Around the House with Eric G. Well, I want to get your calls here in this last long segment we have here of the show, because I want to get your, we've been talking ants, we've been talking everything else out there. I want to get your take on your cleaning tips and what you like to do on a Saturday afternoon like that. Hey, let's run out here to Jeff in Portland with a sugar ant solution. Welcome to Around the House, man.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What you got for us today?
Well, the best thing I found for sugar ants is just a mixture of sugar and water and borax.
You know, that's
that's
perfect.
Some sugar water, like 3/4 a cup sugar, 1/2 cup of water, and boil that up, make sugar water, and put about a tablespoon of borax in there. Soak it in a cotton ball or something and leave it out in their ant trail.
Yep.
Takes about 2 days.
Yeah, that works well. And I'll be honest, I've done that before. You have a great tip there, no question. I just quit making the stuff, and I just kind of started cheating and buying the taro stuff just because it came in its own little container. But you're right. That's a great, great, simple trick, and it does take them out. You're right. If you go that way, it takes just a few days, and, man, they'll start dialing back pretty quick. Do you do that preventively, or do you just kind of wait for them to start showing up again and then dive into them again?
Well, we had a sugar ant problem and did that, and that cured it for like a whole year. And then, you know, about the next year, you'd start seeing sugar ants again. So you mix up another batch. The trouble is the batch is huge and it only takes one cotton ball.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep. Cause that was Handyman Bob's trick that he had shown me years ago when I first came on around the house, because I was buying stuff and I did it. But that was my issues, that to follow the directions to make it, I'm making like a decade's worth of material.
Yeah.
So, but
borax, you know, you sprinkle borax in your yard to get rid of all the fleas and everything too.
Yeah, so that's true. And you can get rid of other things.
Borax is a great pest deterrent.
It is, and it's not so toxic like some of the other stuff out there, so it's not as bad as a lot of the stuff out there, but the pests hate it. All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate all your tips on that. It's great, Jeff, and I appreciate you calling in.
All right. You're more than welcome.
All right. Thanks for listening to Around the House, man. Hey, let's run out here to Matt and Estacada. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to bring up that now's a good time. We're coming into early spring. It's a good time to start fertilizing your lawn. I know it's not really in the house, but it's in the yard.
Dude, that's a great tip because, yeah, if you want to have that thing nice and thick and looking good, you know, that can be a great almost weed deterrent because you can thicken that lawn up a little bit before all the dandelions and everything else starts to get going.
Yeah, you can add some extra seed right now. We've got temperatures, at least in Portland, coming up in the 70s in the next, you know, seven-day forecast. Plus, you know, if you add a little seed and a fertilizer, you're gonna get your best chances for a good lawn in the summer.
Great tips. And it's also good. I always recommend this time of year, too, you know, do a little bit of soil sampling if you really want to get that thing dialed in, and take a look and see, you know, do you need to add any lime? Do you need to, you know, and of course you don't do that when you're doing seed, but just check your soils and see where things are looking at out there. Because if you need to dial that back pH one way or the other, it's a good time to do it as long as you're not dropping seed down and things.
Absolutely. Just wanted to make sure people knew that. Good time to fertilize.
Matt, great tip. Thanks for calling in and thanks for listening to Around the House. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, bud.
You too, bud. That's a great one, man. Yeah, I've been already hitting mine. And, you know, that lawn care stuff, I want to dive into this for a second because it's a good thing with lawn care. And this is great for, I talked about it last year. I'll put it up on Facebook as well. But there is a sprinkler timer because I know out in the Tri-Cities, for instance, over there on KONA country, you know, the irrigation companies have turned their irrigation water on. And so for you people in Portland that maybe don't understand what that is, they've got their own water system for, you know, watering lawns and fields and things like that. So it's pretty dirty water many times because there's weeds and junk in it. So it's definitely something that's not what I'd call drinkable water, but it's definitely something great for watering the lawn. So they're pulling out river water in most cases. But Ratio makes a Bluetooth sprinkler timer, and they just came out, and they're taking pre-orders on it now. I've got one of these things at my house, and I tell you what, it saves you water, and it keeps you from overwatering. And what I like about this is that on a day like today, we're here in Portland, it's raining, and your sprinklers are supposed to fire off, it will sit there and say, hey, it's raining. It's put too much water in the lawn already. It will turn off and readjust. And then it also, with these new ones that are coming out, this next generation, they have a inline water flow meter that you can put in your water line coming in. So it will actually measure the water usage. And importantly, it's going to look for leaks. So it's going to have a leak detection thing in it as well. So if it notices you having a big leak or even a small leak, it's going to catch it and it's going to save you some money. So if you're in, you know, the Portland area where you're paying high rates for water compared to many other places in the country, then guess what? That's going to save you some money. If you're over there on the eastern side of the state or anywhere else in the U.S. here that's listening on the web or on the Radio Northwest Network, it's going to save you money. So it was pretty inexpensive, really easy to install. And take a look at that new tool. It's the Ratio Sprinkler Timer. I'll put another post up here on break on Around the House with Eric G. It is a great little tool, and I love that thing. It saved a ton of water for me last year, and that's what I like about that. Well, let's dive into a few more little tips here on cleaning. And, you know, we were talking pressure washers a little bit, but one thing that you need to be careful with pressure washers out there, and I have a grand debate with pressure washers because I'll be honest, I have a really nice one. It does a really good job for me. I spent probably 8 years ago, bought a really nice Honda-powered one. It has done well. I've maintained it. It's awesome. I just don't use it that often. I use it, you know, a couple times a year. I'm not out there pressure washing things all the time, but, you know, I'm almost to the point now where I'd almost rather rent a really nice one and use it a couple times and have that storage space back than to have something that's taken up, you know, 4, 5, 6 square feet in my garage or storage area. So I'm on the fence with pressure washers that way. And I'll be honest, to me, if you're going to get a pressure washer, get a good one or rent one. Those little tiny ones really, to me, don't do a lot for me. And if I'm out there, I mean, I've got all the attachments. I've got the big round spray head attachment for doing, think about it as an upside down kind of whirly sprinkler that goes down there. It's got a rotating head and you can go over and do a sidewalk or a driveway. It really knocks these things out. But it's kind of like table saws and stuff like that. Think about the storage space you have and think about clutter and all that stuff. But if you're only going to use it a couple times a year, it might be better to go rent one, you know, head down to Power Rents and grab something or get one from your local rental place. But that might be a better way to save yourself some money because you're going to spend $300, $400, $500 to get a good one. And you can rent one for, you know, $40, $50, $60 many times for a couple hours that you're going to use to knock it out. So another little tip. Might be able to have one more chance to get one more call in, 877-733-1011. We'll wrap up this subject on cleaning up just as soon as Around the House returns.
To make that too, I dreamt a happy ending. I guess dreams don't come true. You never loved me, but I'm sorry for loving you. So tell me what you
welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Listen to a little bit of Jade there. It's kind of cool. He was over on Live 95 this week with my friend Ice doing an interview over there via phone. That kid is starting to rise the charts out there. I love it. And he was played first here on the House with Eric G. Well, a couple things here. I hope you we've answered some of those questions today and helped you get those projects under control. If you think of something you need help with here after the show ends in a few minutes, just drop a note to ATH@KXL.com and make sure you like our Facebook page, which is Around the House with Eric G. That thing goes all week long. And here's something important. Join, which I'll put back up on our Facebook here in a little bit, join the Around the House Nation. That is a big Facebook chat group that we've created. There's hundreds of people in there now, soon to be thousands of people, and it's where people can safely post up their projects they're working on. Do they need advice? Do they need direction? What do I tackle first? And it's a group chat kind of thing that's really fun, and I love watching people discuss back and forth, and you'll see me commenting, and you'll see professionals. Heck, we had we were talking about last week on there. We were talking about I posted up about how I liked the Holmes Makes It Right television show because they put the actual numbers at the back end of the show of what the projects cost. And they're real numbers, which I like. And Damon Bennett, who is the project manager for that show, Homes on Homes and Homes Makes It Right, he comments and starts talking about it. So there's a lot of cool stuff that popped up in there, and it's just getting started, and I expect a lot of great things out of it. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And if you missed any of the show today and wanted to catch some of these tips, take a look, and you want to hear what you missed, take a look over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com, because if you go on there, you're going to see our SoundCloud, our iTunes, and make sure you subscribe, because, you know, Donovan put a lot of work in cutting this thing together. He gets it up there. That way, you can listen to it. And by the way, it's commercial free, so it goes pretty quick. You can listen to it there, and you get a lot of good information. You could go back years ago and take a look on there. So Around the House Online, that also has all my history of the podcast and all the Facebook stuff. It's all in one spot there. So take a look. That's a good place for it. So check out iTunes. When you sign in on that, too, I just want to hit this, too. You can subscribe to that, and then you can listen, and it'll notify you, just like SoundCloud, when it comes up. And we've got stuff. I was surprised. Last month, we had a lot of people from the U.S., but we had people from Curacao. We had, like, 300 downloads from there. So I might have to go do an online. I think we should, you know, Dane and all you guys out in the studio, I think we should set up a live remote from the beach down there in Curacao. Because who doesn't want to go down and do a show in the Caribbean, right? I think that's a good place to be. So I think we should have some fun with that. But thanks to all you people out there across the world that are listening online to Around the House. Well, I want to just kind of wrap up a few things. One thing that I want you to do here, and this really applies kind of to the western side of the mountains here, but even so much on the eastern side, take a look at that roof up there. Do you have a crazy moss-covered nastiness of black, and just do some maintenance up there. Make sure those gutters are clean, you know? And it doesn't take much for roof maintenance. You get up there, you can sprinkle some moss killer up on it. And here's the key, though. When you're getting on your roof, follow ladder safety tips. And if you don't feel comfortable with it, find a good roofer that'll give you a maintenance plan. You need to inspect that roof every 6 months to a year and make sure that you got that thing dialed in. Because if you got that thing dialed in, you're going to get a lot more time off it. And most importantly, out of all this, besides the safety part, don't let some fool up there that doesn't know what they're doing pressure wash it and remove all the aggregate off your roof. I've seen people get up and do that, and I'm driving by and I'm cruising down the neighborhood and somebody's up there blowing all the aggregate off the roof, and they're just taking decades off that roof with that pressure washer up there. So let professionals do that stuff. That is not a DIY project, because the chance of you doing damage is good. I'm not a fan of pressure washing roofs unless you've got a big problem up there, or you're an experienced roofer that knows how to do it without hurting that product. Because tell you what, if you've got a roof that lasts half as long and they find out that you've had a pressure washer up on it, getting that warranty claim is going to be a lot harder, because that's a good way to ruin that warranty on that roof. So maintain it, keep it clean, keep those gutters dialed in, clean those things up, take the time. And ladder safety, there's even an app for your phone that you can use that will do it. So that's the thing. Keep it safe, keep it clean, and it's going to end up looking good, and you're going to be happier. Well, that's all the time we got for this week. Our thanks to Mixmaster Dane Vodder for making the show sound great, and for Dave Bourne for running the board. He was born ready for that position. And Donovan Sargent, who rocked the communications center. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening, and want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for remodeling, and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G. LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2017. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio.
Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show.